U.S. Senate hopeful Cory Booker is touting his economic success in Newark, but unemployment has remained stubbornly high. As New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports, the effects of concentrated poverty have created challenges that keep the city from turning around its economy.
On Booker's campaign trail, you'll hear that Newark is in the midst of an economic and construction revival.
Massive economic boom in our city.
Unprecedented growth in this city that we haven't seen in the last 60 years.
Where Governor Christie and I have worked together to create the biggest economic development boom.
We're now one of the most commonly seen birds in Newark is the crane.
Walking the city's downtown, you'll hear the distant sounds of tractors and electric saws as workers several feet below the ground build a new office tower for Prudential and a new residential tower. They're building the Indigo Hotel and a housing complex for teachers with new charter schools and retail space. Three supermarkets came in, a barbecue chain. Last year, Booker brought in $1 billion in new development, and another $2 billion are in the pipeline for next year. But none of that compares to the development under previous mayors, says Dan O'Flaherty, an economics professor at Columbia University.
Gateway 1, Gateway 2, Gateway 3, Gateway 4, those four buildings were completed. They're bigger than anything that's been completed or contemplated under Mayor Booker.
O'Flaherty briefly worked as Booker's finance director, and in the 1970s and 80s, he worked as an aide to Mayor Ken Gibson, who brought in the Public Service Building.
Another huge building in Newark.
Mayor Sharp James brought in Seton Hall Law School.
New Jersey Transit Building.
The Blue Cross Blue Shield Building by Penn Station.
The FBI Building, that was controversial.
NJ PAC. All the housing projects came in, the new Newark Airport.
Which is far, this is, the Newark Airport is billions and billions of dollars worth of investment. And it's the place where there are more jobs in Newark than any place else.
And while you can't blame Booker that infrastructure came in before he took office, O'Flaherty says the numbers don't back up claims of an economic or construction boom. 1 in 9 local government jobs were cut in Newark, according to data from the New Jersey Department of Labor and Workforce Development. About a third of the population still lives below the poverty line. That's been nearly unchanged since Booker took office. And unemployment in the city is still above 14%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's almost twice the state rate. O'Flaherty says the effect of the recession in Newark was more severe than the rest of the New York metropolitan area and the rest of New Jersey.
If he is some sort of an economic development wizard, the effect of the recession in Newark should have been less severe. I think that's the minimal standard, even to be a junior economic development wizard. He doesn't meet that standard.
Education sector jobs in Newark did go up under Booker. So did food service work. And the number of people employed in construction jobs has been on the rise since 2010. Julia Schwenkenberg, an assistant professor of economics at Rutgers University, says the city struggles with the effects of concentrated poverty, low graduation rates, high crime, and a workforce that lives primarily outside of the city.
If you want to solve poverty and increase education, you need public investment. What's also important in a city like Newark is safety. So you want to invest in the police force. You want to make sure that people feel safe on the streets and they want to open businesses there. They want to live there.
All of this is difficult when the recession and the state cut the city's budget, she says. That's why Booker has turned to private funding, says Adam Zipkin, the deputy mayor of economic development in Newark.
The boom that we're seeing now in Newark, the $1 billion of new investment, it's private sector investment. It's developers and investors that literally in the past would not have considered coming and investing in Newark and developing in Newark.
And the Booker administration has required companies that move to Newark to hire locals for construction jobs and to consider residents for permanent jobs.
We have first source agreements that say that for the Marriott Hotel and for Panasonic and for the new restaurants that are opening, that whenever they have new hires, that they'll interview Newark residents first.
The city is hoping to create a pipeline of pre-screened, pre-trained workers once new jobs open up. The city launched an Office of Reentry program for ex-offenders. Of the 2,000 ex-convicts who have gone through the program, close to 800 of the hardest people to employ still had a job 6 months in, a sign of the progress and priorities of the Booker administration. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.